20. The Last Mohican. The next morning, there was silence and destruction in the Huron village. They had been defeated. The Delawares, who had won the battle, were equally silent and sad. There were no songs of triumph or shouts of success. Everyone in the village mourned Uncas and Cora, the two young friends who had shared a tragic destiny. The entire Delaware village formed a circle around their bodies. 6 Indian girls covered Cora's body with an Indian robe and sweet herbs and forest flowers. They sang in honor of the dead. Their song said that Cora and Uncas would be together in the happy hunting grounds. Cora's beauty had a serene quality. Old General Monroe sat at Cora's feet and cried desperately. Alice, Hayward, Hawkeye, and David Gamut crowded together in silent grief. On the opposite side of the area, there was Uncas's body. He was seated, as in life, covered with beautiful ornaments, medals, and bracelets. Colorful feathers were placed on his head. Chingachgook sat beside Uncas, looking at the young warrior, and probably remembering their happy times together. One by one, the Delaware warriors spoke about Uncas, his courage, his strength, and his honesty. He had been an example for them. A signal was given by one of the older chiefs to the girls. Obeying the signal, the girls began to sing, raised the bier, and carried it to the grave under some young pine trees. Here, Cora was buried in the brown earth. General Monroe stood by Cora's grave and said,
"The being that we all worship under different names will remember your kindness, and one day we will all meet around his throne, without distinction of color, class, or sex."
David Gamut read several prayers from his prayer book, and then stood silently by Cora's grave. General Monroe and the other whites slowly left the village. Hawkeye remained with the Indians. Chingachgook stood up and spoke to the tribe, saying,
"Do not mourn. Do not cry. Uncas was a good son. He was courageous. Who can deny it? Uncas has gone to the happy hunting grounds. The Great Spirit needed such a warrior and called him away. I am alone now. My race has gone from the shores of the Big Salt Lake and the hills of the Delawares. I am like an old pine tree in a clearing of pale faces. I am alone. I am the last of the Mohicans."
"No, no,"
cried Hawkeye.
"God has given us different colors, but I am your blood brother. I'll never forget your son, Uncas. We fought together in many wars. We hunted together in the great forest, and we shared our meals in peace. You are not alone. I will stay with you now, Chingachgook."
Chingachgook and Hawkeye shook hands over the fresh earth that covered Uncas's grave. Tears ran down their cheeks. Tanemund came to close the ceremony.
"My life has been too long. When I was young, the people of the Turtle ruled the world. They were happy and strong. Now the Pale Faces are the masters of the earth. I have lived to see the last warrior of the wise race of the Mohicans.